sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Thank you for being up and listening with us, whether you're listening through KTOK or the iHeartMedia app. We appreciate that. And to my left is Becky Ivins herself. How are you doing this morning,
Good
Becky?
Good morning. Oh, I'm excited today.
You are?
Today's a good day for us. We've got our party going on today, our shred party.
It's a shred party.
From at 10 o'clock today until 2 o'clock this afternoon, we are going to have a shred truck to where you can just bring your documents for free and watch them be shredded into that truck. And that's going to be at the Healthy Living and Fitness Center. Some of us call it the Senior Center.
No, it's the Healthy Living Center, Becky. It's not the Senior Center.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. A lot of seniors go there. But... but that is going to be in the parking lot of the right next door to Putnam City Baptist Church on North Rockwell, which is across from Putnam City North High School. So if, to kind of give you a geographic picture of that, from 10 to 2, you can bring your boxes of documents. You can bring your sacks full of, well, not trash. Wait, you don't need
documents.
Documents, yes. Yeah. Things that you don't want to just throw in the trash.
Right.
And we're going to shred them for you.
Well, that sounds fun. There is no party like a shred party, because a shred party don't stop. Wow. I apologize to all of you out there for that one. But this is going to be a great time. So in between Hefner and 122nd on Rockwell, the Healthy Living Center from 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
10 to 2 will be out
there. Bring your documents. And something else going on this weekend is the Oklahoma City Home and Outdoor Living, or Home and Garden or something.
Now, this is the big one they're calling
it? They call it the big
thing
one.
Or the big one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's at the fairgrounds in the Bennett building. And go see our friends out there. There's a lot of vendors out there that are going to show you the solar folks that were on last week.
If you didn't hear last week's program, great information about solar energy. You can go to anywhere you subscribe to podcasts. Just look up Becky Ivins or Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It'll pop up, and you can subscribe and listen to any past episode that way. But last week was great about the solar energy. Great information, great people.
A lot of good information. Yeah. Who do we have today, Mark?
This week, we have Brad Russell with State Farm, our State Farm insurance agent, and we're talking about insurance, springtime, storms, and it's a good time to be talking about that this week.
Oh, it looks like it this coming week is, it looks like it's going to storm every day, so you never know what's coming. We've had it already hit early this year with the hail storm to Norman and stuff, so it started spring weather off soon.
Yeah.
A little bit earlier than we expected, but it's here. So
now, if you have a question about how to handle insurance claim, and or just different types of insurance coverage, call us and be a part of the conversation.
840-1000, 840-1000. Give us a call, be a part of the conversation, and especially with insurance, Brad Russell, State Farm.
And now it's 405. 840-1000.
We're a big time metropolis now.
I tell you what,
it's 10 digits.
We knew it was coming.
I know,
right?
Yeah, we stepped up.
So, but I also have, I think it's 12 tickets to the big Oklahoma City Home and Garden Show that's happening this weekend, and I can send those to you digitally, 4 at a time. So, if you want to be a part of the conversation, call 405-840-1000 and ask a question and make a comment, and we'll give you the tickets, okay? So, Brad, how long have you been in the insurance business? How long has your agency been in business?
Actually, started in 2018. The very beginning of 2018.
Okay. Now, but you bought an established.
Yeah. Well, I didn't buy it. That's not the way State Farm works.
Okay.
I took over. State Farm, unlike other companies, you don't own your book of business. You do while you're there, but they buy it back from you over the years. It's the way we're set up.
Okay.
But I've been in business over there since 2018, a number of years in the industry prior to that.
And, okay.
I spent a lot of I made the change basically in my older life. I say that when I was 54 years old, I moved into insurance from medical and pharmaceutical business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you sure know an awful lot about insurance.
Well, you jump in drinking out of a fire hose, but it's easy to learn. It's not easy to learn, but when you do it every day like we do, and we have right. a pretty substantial book, you have to learn everything about not just cars and homes, but commercial and all facets of insurance.
Okay. Well, my question is about, like, say someone gets hailed on, like Norman. Like the city of Norman.
I'm very familiar with that. We have
okay.
a lot of homes.
Well, it missed my duplex that I have in Norman.
I looked that up yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
It did, didn't it miss
yes,
it?
Yes,
okay.
It did.
No one's called telling me there's water coming inside.
Right.
So, but there's what's the first thing someone does when they need to file an insurance claim?
Well, they call their agent if they would like. We State Farm, we have 19,000 agents. Agents nationwide. A lot of companies don't even utilize the agent network. They have 1-800 numbers that you call in to determine a claim. But we have all types of ways to do it. You can call your agent. You can do it mobily if you downloaded the StateFarm.com app. You can call yourself to the – every ID card has a claims number on the back of it, and you can call in on that claims number and just select whether it's fire, which is homes, or condos or commercials. Or you can select auto, and they will put the claim for you, put it through
wow.
for you. I recommend to everybody to really check with your agent first, because we like to send out contractors that we trust to look at the damage before we actually file a claim. If you turn a claim in electronically, a lot of times there's not enough damage to even cover your deductible. You don't want that claim filed.
Well, right. But what is the problem with filing a claim if it ends up not being payable? There's no insurance proceeds coming from that claim. But what's the problem with filing a claim?
Well, there's not for the first one. The state of Oklahoma, your first filed claim, even if it's a zero payout, it's not going to affect your rate. But the more claims that you file without calling your agent and let us sending somebody out, it still counts as a claim, unfortunately, in our industry. And it's not just State Farm. It's other insurance companies, too. So if you have a deductible of $2,000, for example, and the damage to your property is maybe $2,100, you may not want to file a claim until we can determine that through a contractor.
Right. So. And, I mean, my contractor I use for roofing is Robbins Roofing, mm-hmm. and they are known by most insurance companies. Locally
yes.
here, because they are reputable.
Yeah, they do a great job. And that's what I caution people. When things like happened in Norman hits, with that many catastrophes out there with the hail, that hail was large. It was like 2 3/4 inches, which is like mm-hmm. a baseball in some areas. But you have roofers that come in from Texas and different areas. Not that they're not reputable, but talk to somebody that's...
They're not accessible if something goes wrong.
Exactly.
Because they're back in Texas or Indiana or
right.
Florida or wherever the next big hailstorm is.
Right?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be back with more with Brad Russell, State Farm, and what to do in the springtime with insurance with this Oklahoma weather on News Radio 1000 KTOK, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Brad Russell, State Farm extraordinaire insurance agent. We love having Brad on here, so knowledgeable about it. Now, Brad, I have a question for you. So you mentioned on the first segment that we had of you looked up where one of Becky's rental properties was, or I think we may have been off the air during that time, but
right.
over where the storms went. What did you look that up on? Were you tracking where the hailstorms moved?
No, I was just looking up. I knew that she had a piece of property that was down there in the Norman area, and we went through our book of business and tried to segment out those that were in that particular area. And
yeah.
It wasn't just Norman. It started in Blanchard and moved through Norman.
Right.
So
I knew that there's a lot of like this tracking that they're doing now of exactly where the storms go, so that when you put a claim in, it has to match what a storm has been through.
Unfortunately, it's gone that way with all companies now. They're using AccuWeather for the most part, where they can look at down to the city block on where the certain size hail has hit and done enough damage to have a catastrophe. But they've also changed the fact that if you do have hail that size, it's no problem getting it replaced if you turn the claim in within 1 year. Okay, you have 2 years to get the claim actually finished. I mean, where you get the repairs done, the roof put on. You've got up to 2 years on that, but you only have 1 year. So my recommendation to everyone is if you have hailstorm, especially large hail, have a contractor come out and look at it right then, because I've seen people put it off, and it's past that year mark. They've got to wait till the next storm, because companies are giving just a one-year period to file the claim after it. But, yeah, you can – I've seen customers that had hail damage on their house. The roofer goes out there, takes a look at it. Yes, it's damaged, but they know that that damage didn't happen for a year and a half. They had that size hail come through on that block, and they won't pay. They're going to make you wait till the next storm. And it's not just State Farm. It's every company now.
I had this last couple weeks. I had we were under contract for a home doing the inspections, and inspector got on the roof, and the roof was just hammered. Gutters were hammered. Their pipes were hammered. It was going to be a complete. But the people selling the house, we were on the buy side of it. People selling the house were just a sweet older couple. With dealing with a lot of health issues, and they couldn't get up on the roof and check it. But from the down, if you're standing on the ground, it looked fine.
Well, you can't tell anything about a roof from ground level. You have to look at it from where the weather comes and where the rain might be penetrating your roof. And I'll tell you the good news here is Larry Robbins at Robbins Roofing will come check your house for free. We talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he has agreed to come and check every house in Norman if every house calls him. If they've had hail, and we're supposed to be having a stormy week this week, so if you have hail, all you have to do is call 728-3700. Go to BeckyIvins.com.
Click on Becky's Favorites, and you'll see all there with Robbins Roofing, with Brad Russell State Farm. It's a great resource for just about anything that you deal with your home. But if you've been a loyal listener, you have heard this, that because this is a significant change, that they have to do the claim within the year, right, Brad, or they're out.
The first year, yes.
Yeah.
But that's plenty of time, to be honest with you. But there are folks that it just slips their mind. The roof's not leaking, so they're not in a panic, and they just fail to call somebody out.
Do you know what happened to us one time? We were out of town during the hailstorm, and we didn't know until the roofs around us started being replaced that there had been a hailstorm, because we had gone, well, it was a European trip, and we were gone like 2.5 weeks.
Sure.
And we weren't thinking about Oklahoma.
Yeah. It happens to everyone, but we're trying to get the news out. So are all the other companies that look. It is a one-year moratorium on a claim as far as weather goes, but you have 2 years to actually have it fixed if you just make sure you file that claim.
Well, if you live in Oklahoma, you better have a tornado plan.
Right.
You better have a roofer you trust, and you better have an insurance agent that you can call directly and have the conversation with and trust.
Right.
So that is critical with here. Now, when we were on the break, Becky and you were talking about actual cash value versus replacement value.
Right.
Tell us the difference on that, because a lot of people maybe don't know what their policy is.
What's AVC?
ACV.
ACV, yeah.
Yeah. It stands for actual cash value. Basically, all it means is your home is depreciated over the years of the home, or the roof is depreciated over the years as well. So you can elect to go with ACV on your home. It does reduce your premium down, but that means you're going to pay a lot more if you have any damage to that home to replace the roof, or if any type of claim, a fire claim comes, that you have to pay for it. You're not only going to just pay your deductible, you're going to have to pay the depreciated value. Most of the homes that we ride at State Farm, in my book of business, are 100% replacement costs. Because when they start looking at an ACV account, unless they reduce it way down, if they go to like 85%, well, anything below 80% is ACV on a home. But some people elect to do that to bring down their premium.
80% of what?
Of the estimated replacement cost tool that we use.
Okay, so you can buy insurance less? Or?
Yes, you can. You can actually take it down to 49% of the estimated replacement cost tool. But you will regret that if you have a major claim. Say a tornado wipes you down to the foundation. Well, that's going to pay out significantly lower than 100% replacement cost does.
Okay, so you can buy different. You don't have to buy a $250,000 policy just because you paid that for your house, unless you have a mortgage on it.
That's right.
You have to cover at least the mortgage.
Absolutely. No, we do that for a lot of people that are concerned with the premium a little bit higher. And that happens more on a lot of the older homes, too, because the older homes are a higher risk because a lot of them haven't updated and they're not up to code, things of that nature. So they do charge a little bit more for older homes than brand new homes. We can write brand new homes is lesser expensive than any other company out there now, basically.
Yeah.
It's amazing. My daughter upgraded her house. She had a starter home for 7 years. She bought it new. No, she bought it. It was about a 7-year-old home. Her payment on that home for insurance was actually higher than what her new home. She went from a $200,000-something house to almost a $500,000 house, and the insurance was about the same. Because it's new. Everything's in. It's up to code, and it just makes a difference.
Yeah, that goes up each year, though.
Right, it does.
Okay, up until, I think it's about age 8, something like that.
Yeah, 7 to 8.
7 to 8 years old.
We're going to be back with more of your questions and more conversation about springtime and insurance on Oklahoma Real Estate After the Move, on the move, right after
after
the break.
The move.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our guest, Brad Russell from State Farm Insurance. It's time for our Word of the Day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700.
Mark, what does Robbins Roofing take care of for you?
They take care of nearly all of it. It is. They call. I mean, if you will call them, they will come check out your roof. They will.
I'm trying to get you to
you
say
know.
The word of the day.
Oh, our word. They will take care. If you didn't see this, you can't see this, but Becky's like giving me hand signals about where she's trying to lead me, and I was lost in the woods. So what they will do is they will help you with the insurance claim.
There you go.
That's our word of the day
is insurance claim.
Right.
Okay, which is kind of a term instead of a word, but there's no song for term, so we go with word of the day. So, Brad, what is an insurance claim?
In short, basically, it's us fulfilling the promise that we made when you bought insurance. So if you have anything happen to your property that we have insured, it doesn't matter if it's a home or a condominium or a rental dwelling or automobile. If there is a loss on your part, the claim is the first process that we start. We turn it into where we'll have adjusters come out there and take a look to make sure that the estimates are right with our contractors and the contractors agree with them. And then we start paying the claim back to build your house back or to put a roof on or to take the dents out of your automobile, whatever it is.
But now, or your rental policy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that because State Farm has rental policies as well. So if you're a renter.
Oh, yeah. And those are very, very inexpensive, Becky. You can get customers get a $20,000 personal property coverage sometimes in a rental. And it can be as little as $9.17 a month to have $20,000 worth of your personal property. And it's not just covering that if something happens in the place that you have rented. If you have a computer and you take that with you on a trip, or if you've got equipment that you take out of your apartment, it's covered anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world.
Well, I was going to ask you, I've got a grandchild living with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there for a long time, about a year or so.
Right.
Okay. So if she were to go somewhere, since she's living in my house,
mm-hmm.
and she's not like a kid, I mean, she's in graduate school.
Right.
But is that... is her stuff covered as well, her personal items?
Usually, since State Farm does 75% of the dwelling coverage on personal property, so if you have a $1 million home, $750,000 is going to be assigned to your personal property. It's usually generally enough. It's enough in 99% of the cases to cover whoever's living in the house.
Well, I want $1 million home.
Yeah, me too. I'm not good at math, so that's an easy number.
Yeah, there you go. So, insurance claim, our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. And if you need to get someone on your roof, don't get up there yourself. First of all, you don't know what you're looking for. Every insurance company judges a roof replacement differently. So they don't all have the same standards for whether or not that claim is going to pay for your roof. So you don't know how many hail strikes per square is required in order. So you could get up there and fall off and crack your head. And then we've got the life insurance claim. And, I mean, then we got claims all over the place, right?
That's right. Oh, my goodness. So I had one that Robbins helped me with that we're on the buy side of this. And the inspection called for a roofer to come take a look because there was evidence. And Robbins came out and took a look. And then the insurance company that was with the seller, it was not State Farm, it was a different company, they sent someone out.
An adjuster.
Well, it was a college age person with a camera, and the person that was making the call was then in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
watching over the camera,
right.
and never not really on the property, and said, "No, it's fine." And then Robbins came back out and did a more like a. Could not believe, and we finally got it approved, but that was a mess, Brad.
Yeah, you sometimes you do have to jump through hoops, especially if you've got roofers that you don't trust that know what they're doing. They'll file a claim with the company. They may send in four pictures is all, and we need a file of pictures if they're going to do it remotely. And they are doing a lot of that now. I mean, State Farm even uses drones in catastrophes mm-hmm. to go mm. take pit photographs of roofs, and this usually in catastrophes, which we had in Norman lately. But, yeah, be careful with that. You should have a roofer like Robbins Roofing, and there's a number of quality people that every agent out there, not just with State Farm, but I know our agents, we all have three or four roofers that we are confident that they're going to do right for the customer. And that's the way we do business at State Farm. It's not about making money. It's about
It's not about trying to keep from paying a claim.
Absolutely not.
It's to justify, according to the guidelines, the
yeah.
claim, how the claim is going to be paid.
Yeah, and a lot of times we can do an appeal, go back with a contractor. I'll do an appeal if I'm questionable whether or not they're going to replace it or not. If they come back from State Farm and say, we don't see enough damage, we need more photos, I can set up a meeting between the contractor and have them send out an adjuster to take a look at it, and the contractor and the adjuster will make the decision on the roof.
So there's a term and a title that I don't understand at all, adjuster. Like, how do you get that? Like, I'm the adjuster. I come in.
I don't know.
What does that mean to adjust?
Most of our claims adjusters that come out have spent years in that industry, in the roofing industry, too. Yeah. A lot of them we hire from there because they know what they're doing, and they can put it together and break down all of the people that we send out, contractors. You're going to have a 10-page sheet that just lines out everything itemized, and if it that's the estimate, right? We send that into corporate, and if they agree with that estimate, that's what we're going to pay.
Yeah.
And it is detailed, very, very detailed. But I would rather have roofers that provide that type, because there's no questions from the customer then, because it's laid out in front of them.
Right.
Well, and what if the price of lumber for that decking goes up between the time you file the claim and the time the roof is replaced?
If you filed the claim and it's been the estimate has already been sent in and we've agreed on the amount that we're going to pay, they can always, if we find further damage once they pull the shingles off and they look at the decking and it's out of code, or they look at the decking and it needs to be replaced and they didn't catch it till the shingles were off, well, by all means, the contractor can submit a supplemental claim. It's not a separate claim. It's supplemental, and they can turn in that, and we pay.
Now, is the decking always covered?
No. Well, they are on our homeowners, because ordinance of law is part of every homeowner's contract that we have at State Farm. So you have significant money there to take care of the decking if you ever have to. Now, like Becky and I were talking about rental dwellings, that is an endorsement that a lot of people don't know about. So we are calling all of our customers that have rental properties and letting them know how inexpensive it is. It's like $25 for a year to put this endorsement on, which will give you 10% of the dwelling cost just for upgrades if you need them, if you're out of compliance.
Well, that would be terrific. Yeah.
It really is. We've ran into some situations to where, you know, they've got ACV on the house.
Are you ready to answer a question? We've got a caller with a question.
Sure.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. I come in on part of the conversation, and I didn't catch the whole thing. So my question is for Brad. That one-year limitation on filing a claim, is that state statute or is that State Farm?
No, it's pretty much industry-wide right now.
Okay.
They used to, you had 2 years on both sides. Now it's 1 year to file the claim and 2 years to get the claim completely done.
Okay.
And all companies have gone to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, and I heard one company went to 6 months. So,
oh, gosh.
I know. That would be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But so get your roof checked. And, I mean, you know, Robbins Roofing has agreed to go check anybody that says they need it checked. So call them.
Yep.
And, you know, if someone wants to call you and ask a question, could they call you, Brad?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that number is 405-947-2812.
That's right.
It's puzzling in that I know that number by heart, isn't it?
You probably called it enough. Ben, thanks for your call in. And if you want to join the conversation also, you can call in at 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000.
Ben, if you want tickets to the Home and Garden Show, just call back, and Mike Gannon is going to, I've got 12 tickets to give away, take as many as you want, and it's a fun show. So I did not give you all the tickets because I've got to save some for my group. But if you want to go, it's a fun show to
go to. It's so exciting to have events returning. We have events returning, including our Shred event, our Shred party that's coming up
today.
From 10 o'clock to 2 at the Healthy Living Center on Rockwell between Hefner and 122nd. We'll be in the parking lot. And if you have documents, boxes of anything that you need shred, you don't want it in the landfill, Phil, come over.
Well, if you don't want your personal information given out, just come get it shredded.
Yeah.
And it's free of charge. I mean, if you think about paying for that, you have to pay for the trip charge to get someone to come out. Then you have to pay by the pound to get that shredded. And we've got a whole truck to fill up today. So come on.
And we'll be back right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
You want to take a call, Brad?
Sure.
Okay. Ann, good morning.
Yes. I got in on the tail end of the renter's insurance. Is that something that's put on the homeowner's insurance, or is that a separate policy?
No, ma'am. It's a separate policy for people that usually are in apartments or condos and they're just renting or leasing, and it'll cover your personal property inside that. When you rent an apartment, they cover everything from the outside walls out, and you cover everything from you need to have coverage on everything on the inside, your personal property. That's what a renter's policy is.
Well, one of the most important things about a renter's policy is the liability.
Yes.
Coverage.
A lot of apartments or condos won't let you move in unless you have at least $100,000 worth of liability on it. So you're getting that as well as all of your personal property covered. And you can set the limit on the amount of personal property you think you have in there. You know, some people just have $10,000 if they're a college student, and some will go up to $40,000, $50,000.
So. I see. Okay. Right. And you say it is very reasonable.
Yes, they are. It's much less expensive for a renter's policy than it is a homeowner's or a renter's.
Yeah, because basically you're only covering the contents,
right.
not the structure itself.
That's right.
Hey, Ann, are you going out to the Home and Garden Show?
Well, I'd love to. I hear you have some tickets.
I do have tickets. You hang on. And okay. I will send them. Be sure and give your email address, because I will send these to you by email.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
Okay,
thank
great.
You
thank you, Ann.
Mm-hmm.
So the home in Oklahoma City Home and Garden Show, right?
Is the
this,
big one.
The big one is this weekend at the State Fair. Go out and see our friends at Solar Energy that was with us last week. And just amazing.
Yeah, it's at the Bennett Building at the fairgrounds. And I want to remind everybody of a couple of events that are coming up here in the Metro. On June 4th, we are going to have an old-fashioned hymn sing at Choctaw at the Hope Retreat Ranch. And it was fun last time. You were there, Mark.
I was there, yep. We came, and it's just a great time of just – I mean, the songs I grew up with.
And
so
sitting on hay bales out on
the
ranch.
Hope Ranch. And if you haven't seen the Hope Ranch or have been to that, go to BeckyIvins.com. There's a link there with Hope Ranch. And
Hope Retreat Ranch.
And it's
great
just
fellowship.
Yeah. It's a great, great, great place.
What are we doing at 10 o'clock today?
Today, Shred Party, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Healthy Living Center on Rockwell, in between Hefner and 122nd. It's there on the west side, and bring your documents that you don't want your personal information out there, and you never know where it heads
and
to.
And you don't want to put them through your home shredder at one or two pages at a time, because that takes forever when you can just dump it in a truck and their big shred truck just does the whole thing for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brad, what's the one final thing we should know about stormy weather and insurance on our home?
Make the right contacts, whether it's your agent as soon as it happens or if it's a contractor that you're normally wanting to use. Let them look at it first before filing the claim. And we can send somebody out as an agent to look at your roof, like Robin's Roofing, for free, like they all do. And they'll let you know whether it's worth filing a claim.
Right. You need someone that's got a little bit of experience so that they can know whether or not.
Because every roofer that comes in from out of state is going to tell you that you need your roof replaced, and that's.
We've got another caller real quick. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky. My question is, with this ultra-hot residential real estate market, how long do you see this running, and basically what's your prognosis on this? How long is it going to last, and what should we do?
Well, Mark, I'm glad you called, because I have a crystal ball. sadly, it's got a little bubble in it, and all the information I try to look at is right behind that bubble. And I do think that our market will not last this long, but we've always had an undervalued market in Oklahoma, and we're just kind of catching up. So I don't think you're going to see a drastic reduction anytime soon in our real estate market. And it surprises me that we continue to sell all these homes.
Great.
As soon as they hit the market, they seem to get sold. So call us sometime. We'll come out and evaluate yours if you're kind of thinking. A lot of people are getting rid of rental property right now. So if you've got 2 or 3, 10 rentals, give us a call. We can make you rich.
Thanks for being with us, Mark. Thanks for the call in on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.